Hello and welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. Today's discussion is a great one for banks and credit unions who are looking to improve their consumer banking experience at retail bank branches and the ATM. We're joined by Fiserv's Brendan Watkins, Vice President of Product Management for Payments, as well as Mercator Advisory Group's own Director of Debit and Alternative Payments, Sarah Grotta. What I like best about the discussion is it touches on numerous areas of retail banking we don't normally think about or talk about on the Payments Journal podcast. So yes, we discuss changing consumer expectations, particularly for millennials, and how that affects ATMs and retail banking. But also, Brendan and Sarah discuss retail banking automation and how that affects staffing, layout, even hiring candidates and retention. Core banking and the intersection of ATMs and video tellers, another convergence I wouldn't normally think of, is also discussed, as well as ATM uptime, cash forecasting, remote device resets, and ATM operations, all of which are super necessary, but don't get enough podcast attention. Without further ado, let's take it to the show. So, Brendan, we have some data that illustrates changing consumer expectations, particularly millennial expectations at the ATM. Obviously, this is relevant because millennials are now the largest demographic in the United States and therefore an important target audience for banks and credit unions. Care to share your thoughts on that data?
Yeah, for sure. I think one of the greatest things about millennials is they're open to trying anything new and they live in a digital age. And that is one of the things that we're focused on bringing to the ATM space. And in my mind, it goes back to just normal consumer expectations and behaviors where you're doing more things in a self-service manner on your smartphone. We're smart for a reason. Our goal is to take that type of experience and bring it to the everyday banking experience as well. So when you think about what the ATMs do today with dispensing cash, taking deposits in a more intelligent manner with deposit image, our goal is to expand that digitization into the ATM space. So building things like e-receipts and offering ways to transact in a more efficient manner is really our goal. And we're seeing it actually being adopted in a different manner for millennials, seeing the way that they expect e-receipts. As you can see here, 63%, that's a pretty big number. And it's actually on par with the other online shopping expectations or other transactions you would normally do in a digital space. You're expecting a electronic way to confirm that you purchased something along the way. And then the other component that is really key is choice. So part of our ATM strategy is to be able to offer choice to these consumers. And we're seeing that as a big winner as far as client delight when it comes to being able to select your denominations at the ATM. So when a customer can walk away from a device getting fives instead of tens or 20s or whatever is in there, we see that as a great pleaser and an opportunity for you to go back to that particular ATM for further transactions.
You know, that's really interesting. You know, and this data is aligning with a lot of the data that we're seeing at Mercator through some of our surveys. And I think one thing that comes out from the data that may be a misconception that many have in the industry is that millennials don't use cash. They actually do use cash and they do go to the ATM to get that cash. And our data also tells us that those millennials are, you know, a little less concerned about surcharges than, say, the average consumer. So they're much more attuned to the convenience. And I think another thing that we find really interesting about millennials and what they want and what they expect as sort of, you know, the new service to be available at their ATM, when we give them a laundry list of new solutions to pick from, one of the things that they say most often that they want out of an ATM are additional denominations for cash. And I think that gets back to your point about choice.
So choice requires banks and credit unions to be nimble. That nimbleness is achieved through integrating critical systems to provide our clients a connected banking experience. We are revitalizing our ATM channel by connecting ATMs to our core banking systems. This integration lays the foundation for new self-service capabilities. This self-service platform then allows our clients to choose how they can be serviced with remote video assistance on the weekends or traditional transaction processing of over-the-counter transactions without any teller support.
So, Brendan, give us a feel for what is an automated, efficient retail branch look like?
An automated branch looks like a well-oiled machine. You should be able to spot efficiencies everywhere. For starters, think about the layout. The physical footprint would be smaller because your associates can do more in less space because they're aided by ATMs connected to the core. In fact, there would be no need for a teller line. Additionally, you'll see some efficiencies in the wait time. We've seen instances where branch wait time has been heavily reduced. Those efficiencies would drive more business to be accomplished in a day, leading to both employee and client satisfaction. The main contributing factor to a higher client and associate satisfaction is the fact that we're moving away from the rudimentary teller task and shifting toward a more consultative environment where real conversations about financial goals are taking place. This new banking experience requires a different associate profile too. So think about it. As a financial institution, you're able to cross-train employees to be more universal rather than departmentalized. With branch transformation, the efficiencies of the technology allows associates to spend more time on members' needs and focused on their goals.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting, fascinating sort of way that financial institutions are driving efficiencies. And, you know, I've been talking to financial institutions about video tellers and the opportunities for years now, but I've really started to see a lot more institutions moving from just talk to actual implementation. And, you know, from conversations I'm having, you know, one of the efficiencies that financial institutions are trying to achieve is just to meet their staffing requirements. So because I think these video tellers offer greater efficiencies, they're able to fill in some of the gaps that they have in their staff because, you know, staffing is really hard to come by these days.
Couldn't agree with you more. And I think even part of it is because of the role is less transactional and the associate performing the same task over and over again, you'll actually get a higher quality associate to interview for those more consultative jobs where you're having conversations and you're solving customer problems and you're providing solutions based off of the services and products your bank or credit union actually has to offer. So I know associates are excited about the opportunity to do less rudimentary tasks, and to me, that's what the automated and more efficient branch looks like. Happy and happy staff equates into happy customers.
Really cool. Like sort of recapping, you know, we've got how the smartphone and user experiences are extending their way into the ATM space, the importance of choice, revitalizing the ATM channel. I really like how that extends into like the physical banking space and is changing things all the way to, you know, staffing and sort of job function is really fascinating. Brendan, why should financial institutions be looking at connecting ATMs to video tellers to their core banking systems or both?
I say, why not? An ATM connected to the core provides differentiated transaction capabilities. You can now make loan payments and cash checks with confidence without the direct teller assistance. The customer is now transacting with their full customer profile instead of just the accounts linked to the cards. This offers an elevated experience to where a customer would drive efficiencies and different banking experience that you didn't think were possible. This leads to more efficiencies. Then you can now spend more time working with your customers on their real financial goals and needs. This also allows you to extend branch hours and offer flexible remote working environment for your tellers, not to mention the great modern look and feel you can create when you rebrand your bank or credit union.
You know, as you're talking about that and talking about bringing greater connectedness to the ATM through, you know, potentially more integrations, I'm thinking there might be something akin to what's going on with super apps, right? As we try and pull together more and more functionality and more of a consumer's financial history and background and experience all together in a single place. Is there a connection between what you're doing and what's happening in the world of super apps?
I definitely see that. Part of the structure and architecture of a ATM that's connected to a core is it lays the foundation for future possibilities. The technology behind doing the core integration is API based. So with APIs, and providing that type of infrastructure, you're able to open up connection points to new systems that possibly didn't exist before. So just like a super app, you're able to create a platform in which if something new were to come to market, or if there's a critical integration point that you need to have today in this self-service channel, it'd be a lot more efficient to create that connectivity with those types of environments. Kind of going back to the example of CRM tools and Salesforce tools, those are the exact use cases we're seeing today where normally if a customer were to walk up and dip their card and process a transaction, the staff inside the bank or even a call center would not necessarily know who's at the device. But in the future, because we'll have that connection point, you'd be able to make real-time offers and even offer an opportunities for your associates to better connect with those customers in that self-service channel like you didn't have before. So definitely super apps is the way to think about it. And it really just offers the opportunity for future innovation in that channel.
Really interesting, Brennan. I tend not to think about core banking when I'm at the ATM. It's just interesting to see that connecting core banking to the ATM is on the horizon. I wanted to talk about a slightly different topic. Can you explain the importance of ATM fleet uptime for a bank?
Sure. Yeah, I think one of the things that we're mindful of at Fiserv is the criticality of an ATM. Normally, when you think about an ATM, no one will give 5 stars with a routine ATM visit. You got your cash, you got your receipt, you're ready to go. Only if it goes down is when you'll start to hear the noise. So that's what we're definitely mindful of. And we actually at Fiserv pride ourselves within our managed service program because we are very attuned to the need to have your devices, your ATMs or interactive branch kiosk always up. And we actually tout almost a 6-hour difference in availability over our non-managed services customers month over month. And it's continuing to grow because we take the extra time to think about the small things to ensure your ATM is always up and running. When you are shifting your strategy to become more self-service oriented, or if you are bold enough to eliminate a teller line and leverage your ATM to fill that gap, you need to make sure your ATMs are definitely resilient and are always up. So that's one of the key things we're definitely mindful of. So when it comes to capabilities like cash forecasting, to make sure that your ATMs always have the right amount of cash in them, and that if you're about to run out, you have the technology that's going to alert you to do so. That's a tool that Fiserv has today. And we've also invested a lot of time and effort into something called Remote Resolve. So if we get a issue reported within our tools, our first step is always to try to resolve the issue remotely instead of having to dispatch a person to get there on site, which requires them to drive there, log in, take action on the terminal. We're trying to skip all that by trying to reset and recycle components remotely. That saves a tremendous amount of time when it comes to ATM availability. And then it's indicative of a bank or credit union to think about uptime because it illustrates your brand. It is your touch point for your consumers, and something as nuanced as running out of cash or a transaction not processing correctly in the first time is an annoyance of your consumers and your members. And we take that very seriously, which is why we spend quite a bit of time analyzing month over month where we could get better in this space. But it's just overall critically important for your institution to think about. If you're shifting to a more self-service-based environment, you need to have great partners to help you achieve a great uptime for your terminals.
Super interesting. We have so many conversations on the Payments Journal podcast about all types of transactions, and somehow we don't have nearly enough discussion around physical retail banking. And it reminds me about how payments is not an or type industry, it's and retail banking and ATMs are not going anywhere. So at any rate, Brennan, really interesting conversation. Thank you for sharing your expertise, the compelling data points, which will be in the article as well. And Sarah, thanks for your help as well.
I appreciate the opportunity to chat with you guys this afternoon. Very rewarding experience. Thank you.